is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy. A big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy. Sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy. With pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's. Home of burgers. Breakfast. And big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Fincher half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul, Fincher. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey, right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Jared Springer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long three ball. Good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Radiman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Radiman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good morning to you. We are here at Vandalia Butler again. Might as well camp out all week. We've got a game later this afternoon at 3:30 airtime, one at 6:30 airtime. Right now it's Botkins, Division IV boys, Pickwick sectional champs against Fayetteville Perry, which won a Taylor, Cincinnati Taylor sectional in Cleves. Botkins on a roll. Shelby County League champs along with Anna. Trojans have won 9 straight, 22-3 on the year, 10-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fayetteville Perry, Chuck, started 2-11, has come on strong, won 8 of the last 10, 10-13 by way of record, 6-5 in the Southern Hills Conference, lost to league foes first time around, beat them second time around. Needless to say, Fayetteville Perry playing its best basketball of the year. Well, this will not be a walk in the park for Botkins. Fayetteville is big.
Well, records mean absolutely nothing at this point. They're still playing, which means they've got a good basketball team.
Right.
And Botkins had a little swoon. You know, I was a little afraid for him because you either get better or you get worse during a season. They got a plateau in the middle of the season where they weren't playing well, especially in the first half. And they have turned it back around again. They've got all the talent to go pretty far in this tournament if they play well.
Oh, sure do. Love the way the Botkins Trojans hammered the ball inside second half against Fort Laramie a week ago last night.
Yeah, that made a difference. I mean, Plyman is so good. Yeah, guy, he's averaging 15-3 a game. You got to get him the basketball.
Yep, Zane Paul got off the snide early in that game. Second possession, buried a three. Jaden Pretty probed the middle of the floor just enough. Bodkin's defense was sensational. In fact, we'll talk to Sean Powell, head coach, in just a couple minutes.
Well, I think you talk about their defense, and I think that is what carried them through the time where they were really kind of struggling offensively.
Yes.
And I think it starts with Denton Holman. My goodness, that young man, he averages 7 points a game. That's just gravy. He is a inside defender, blocks shots, and he doesn't really need help. He does a good job. He did a good job on Aiden Riker twice, and that is a chore.
Yeah, he's got in excess of 110 rebounds this year, more than 50 blocks, Denton Holman.
Yep.
Who came up big offensively against Fort Loramie.
Right.
Pumped home nine.
Yep.
Averaging between 1 and 2 points a game. X factor for sure. Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman, those two young men combining this year to average in excess of 26 points a game. Jacob at nearly 16. Tell you what, he has gotten smoother and smoother and smoother down below the foul line, Chuck.
Oh, we watched him as a freshman, and I said at that point, not yet. But
right.
Boy, he's going to be a ball player, and
uh-huh.
This year as a junior has been his season. He has really become an outstanding post player.
Now let's set the table for you. Should Bodkin's win, the Trojans come back in a regional semifinal next Tuesday right here at Vidalia Butler in the first game at 5:30 against Newark Catholic, which had a young man drain 9 of 10 threes last night. Newark Catholic, the Green Wave, won by 26.
Wow. Well, that just means the kid's not due for his next game.
Right. There you go. And what it does mean is that the road for Bodkin's gets tougher and tougher and tougher.
It's supposed to.
Yes.
I mean, you know, as you get out of the sectional, the sectional wasn't easy. I went over Fort Loramie and Piqua. That's no gimme. And today, I mean, they're playing a team that's 10 and 13. But I'm looking out there, they got size. You know, they're moving around really well. You assume they're well coached. Bodkin's are going to have to play well today.
Oh, yeah. DJ McCommons, head coach for Fayetteville Perry, loves this team, especially the size and the mobility. Good combination, as you noted, Chuck. 6'5", 6'4", 6'4", at the point.
Right.
At the point.
Yep.
6'3", 6'3", and a pair of 6'2s. It's a team which overall, top to bottom, is bigger. Bigger than Bodkin's.
Yeah, they are bigger. You wonder who they're going to put on Powell and or Pretty, I mean.
Yes.
If they're putting anybody on Powell, because he's going to be on the sideline.
Jaden needs to take advantage of his speed.
Yeah, he does, because whoever they put out there on him, he's going to be quicker, I promise you. But they can't get into what they were doing in the middle of the season.
Right.
Where it was Pretty with the ball and everybody else standing and watching. That's not going to be effective today.
Our underwriting business partners, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Go Goffney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw at Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMBR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. We talked to Sean Powell, head coach of Bodkin's, a few days ago, and we were high on the Trojans' defense.
Defense was absolutely awesome. You got a lead early on, 11-4, and Loramie never went in front. Great job.
Yes, the players executed a game plan that was given to them by my assistant coaches. They did a great job executing. They were all together the entire game. They took take every possession as if it was the last one, and it willed us to a game, to a win.
Coach Denton Holman was marvelous. Career game for him, 9 points. He was tremendous, averaging only 2. What a night for Denton.
Coaching Denton Holman, man, it feels so good for him to be able to go out there and be the offensive guy that he was for us all season. He passes up shots for the team, and for him to go out there in that game and that magnitude to go out there and play that way, it was great.
Now that Zane Paul got off the snide early, hit a long 3-pointer in the first couple minutes of the contest.
Now, with Zane Paul, he's taking a lesser role this year, but whatever we need, we ask him to provide for the team. And in that game, he had a big 3 early, which got our kids going. And then there, towards the fourth quarter, I believe, he had a 3 in the corner that I thought stretched out the small lead, but enough to where it made Lormie come out of their defense and come out and guard, and we can adjust.
Sure, and Jaden Pretty penetrated just enough. He navigated the lane to keep Fort Lormie honest defensively in the middle of the floor.
Yeah, Jaden's been our driver all season. Earlier in the season, he was kind of loose with the basketball. We had a lot of turnovers, but since the middle of the season, he's been doing a great job of taking care of the ball and finding shots for people.
I thought you enforced your size, your will on Fort Lormie, especially in the second half, pounding the ball down inside to Holman and Jacob and Carter.
Yeah, Jacob started off slow. In the second half, he picked it up a little bit. We always look for Jacob to be a scorer for us. Regardless of his slow start, we still wanted to feed the post and then try to get as easy as attempt as possible.
Not sure what you did defensively. The formula was outstanding, worked beautifully. I thought Caleb Maurer were uncomfortable in the game. You snuffed out everybody for Fort Lormie except Grant Albers, who had a fine contest. Nobody else could score consistently at all. Your defense was terrific.
With Meyer and Maurer, they're a difficult guard. So we wanted to make sure we had 2 guys glued onto them and not help off so much when they're on the weak side or without the basketball. Denton Holman and Jaden Pretty, they took on the responsibility to slow them down. And because we weren't helping off, it allowed Albers to have more gaps and to be able to attack a little bit more. And Albers, he's an animal, man. He didn't want to go home that night, you know. So we had an issue trying to slow him down on the boards. But that's what we expect, that coming from a player like Albers. He's a tough guard.
Sure. Shane Powell, head coach of Botkins, our guest before this morning's district championship game between Botkins and Fayetteville Perry. How about this? The Trojans' first trip to the district in what, 2 decades, 20 years?
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yep. It's been 20 odd years we haven't been there in this game. It's been a long time coming. These kids have worked their butts off. This isn't something that was overnight.
Right.
Zane Paul's been with me since his sophomore year, and he's been putting a lot of work in, including Denton Holman in that senior class. It feels good to be able to say that we're actually competing for a district title, but we're not done. These kids want more out of the season, so today we got in here, we put some work in, and they're going to get iced up and hit it tomorrow.
A little summary of your opponent, Fayetteville Perry.
Talented group. They're kind of young. I know they start sophomore down low, a junior point guard. They have a lot of size. The shortest guy starting is a 6-foot shooting guard. Their point guard is listed at 6'4". They have 3 guys 6'4" on the perimeter, and then a guy, 2 guys coming off the bench around 6'4" also. So it's going to be a tough game. No one wants to go home in the district, so we're going to give them everything we got.
Sean Powell, head coach of the Bodkins Trojans, highlighting the opponent today, the Fayetteville Perry Rockets, who have a 6'4 point guard. Jaden Bradshaw leads the team in scoring, 12 points a game. That will be a tough matchup for Bodkins out front.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing about having a 6'4 point guard is he can see over top. So he can make passes that somebody at 6 feet is not going to see.
Again, Chuck, outstanding defense by Bodkins all year.
Yep.
Yielding below 40 points a game in two of three games against Fort Loramie. Gave up 37 in overtime, 38 in the tournament game. That's been the calling card. And if the Trojans push the ball down inside, get points around the rim, and they're very capable of a 10 or 12 bucket night in the paint, the Bodkins will be very hard to beat.
Well, they will. And it comes down, just like every game comes down to, how the game is officiated.
True.
Last night,
true,
they had to quit setting ball screens because they were calling illegal screens. They called three straight.
Yes.
So you, as a coach, you got to adjust. And it's going to be the same thing. If they're calling touch fouls, if they're not letting you put a hand on them, then you got to make sure that you're not.
Yep. You've got to adjust your play.
Absolutely. I just tell my kids off, they go over and complain, and I go, they're calling it, quit doing it.
Yep, yep. Bodkins Trojans 22-3, Fayetteville Perry 10-13. Starting lineups in the tip coming up from Vandalia Butler here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Bodkins, Fayetteville Perry coming up in just a moment. I've still got a little bit of the pneumonia virus voice going on. Make crackle some. Soprano, alto. Is that how you say it? Alto, alto?
Alto.
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 Even tenor. I'll go up and down all around. Hopefully I can hang in there. Three more games today. 6 and 72 hours. We've got Jackson Center, Cedarville on the air at 3:30, and the Fort Loramie girls against Tri-Village, 6:30 airtime, 7 o'clock tip tonight in a girls' D4 regional championship. This Fayetteville Perry team, Chuck, has come off the floor there at the bench right in front of us, and no kidding, this team is sizable, and it will have a difficult time scoring a lot down low on the interior.
Well, I mean, if they do, it's going to be a really close game. I think maybe I think Botkin's players inside are going to be better, but they're going to have to play better.
Yes.
Having the green Rockets out there threw me off with the Anna.
Yeah, Fayetteville Perry, green, white, and black. And the Rockets of Fayetteville Perry have Austin Attinger, a 6-foot senior guard, on the floor to start. Austin Snyder, 6'6 post player, just a sophomore. Blake Kaufman, a 6'4 junior at a wing. Levi Wiederhold, 10 points a game, 6'4" junior. He's at a wing, and Jaden Bradshaw, 6'4" junior at the point. Bodkin's Trojans might be outsized just a tad down through the roster by this Fayetteville Perry team tonight, or I should say this morning.
Yeah, they are outsized a little bit, but it's how you execute, it's how you play. So let's see. My money's on Bodkin's, but we'll see how it goes.
For Bodkin's, Zane Paul, 7 points a game at guard with Jaden Pretty at 14. Jacob Plyman, 15.5 in the middle. Carter Plyman averaging just under 10 points a game at a forward position for Bodkin's. And rounding out the opening five, Denton Holman, 2 points a game, coming off a very nice 9-point showing against Fort Laramie in the sectional final.
That was 2-3 zone.
Bodkin's wins the opening tip against the zone. Jaden Pretty drives down the lane, off balance, left hand, no good. There's that big rebound on the inside by 6'6", Austin Snyder. He may be a half an inch taller than Jacob Plyman.
Pretty got to the rim that time, but he was challenged and just couldn't get it up over.
Fayetteville's got the ball 25 feet away. Jaden Bradshaw, 6'4", junior point guard, picked up by Zane Paul. Ball thrown down inside, low on the left for Austin Snyder and Jacob Wyman, and Dayton and Denton Holman get hands on the ball and block it. Quickly, forecourt left. Baseline jumper, 15-footer, Zane Paul, around the rim, out, no good. Stick back, almost, by Plyman, but he's fouled.
That's two plays at each end, because defensively that time, they got down low, and he did a great job of going straight up and making him shoot over top, and then got the rebound.
Zane Paul's jumper inside the arc, baseline left, circled the rim like a top. It spun and spun and spun out. Jacob Plyman, Johnny on the spot with the board. Fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw, good. Second shot, Jacob, yes. 2-0, Bodkin's in the lead. We played a minute.
64% as a team, but you said it has been coming up
The
second half of the season.
Oh, yeah. Last month, it's at 70. Here is Snyder in the post. Herky-jerky move, might have walked. Can't shoot against Jacob Plyman. Excellent defense. Throws the ball right corner to Levi Wiederhold. Wiederhold at 6'4". Pitches out of the arc to Jackson Malone, who's in now, a 6'2 junior. Errant pass. Bodkin steals. Ball is muffed. It's on the deck. The Trojans have it at midcourt. Long pass down the floor. Ball to Jacob Plyman.
Wow.
Holy powers to the rim. 2 points.
Tough shot. That was good defense.
4-0, Bodkin's. 4 points, Jacob Plyman. Good beginning. Get that ball inside. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. On the arc, Levi Wiederhold for Fayetteville Perry. Ball thrown outside the arc on the right to Austin Attinger. Baseline right goes Attinger. He's outsized, and Plyman crams it.
Yes. We talked about Holman's shot blocking ability. Plyman's got 2 block shots.
Jacob slammed that ball out of bounds. 5:53 left, first quarter. Bodkin's 4, Fayetteville Perry nothing. Fayetteville has substituted Connor Holden. 5'9 guard has entered. There's a bounce pass low on the left from beneath the rim by Bradshaw, and then it's immediately thrown on the arc by Attinger. Deep right corner is Holden. High right to Bradshaw. Fayetteville Perry stumped right now offensively. Can't get the ball to a good shooting spot on the floor. Deep left corner, Holden. High right, Blake Kaufman. They can't get the ball inside the arc right now. Bradshaw wants to. Can't. Good defense for Zane Paul. 5:25 to go, opening quarter. 4-0 Bodkin's. Here's a drive by Bradshaw. He gets down below the 10-foot spot and hits it. A floater.
Good shot.
4-2. Bodkin's up. 5:12 to go, first quarter. Deep in the left corner with the ball is Zane Paul. Goes into Plyman, knocked away. Bodkin's recovers. Foul line, Jaden Pretty. Harassing defense from Fayetteville Perry. Is it a combination man-to-man zone, Chuck?
No, right now I think they're playing straight zone. I'm not seeing anybody going with the cutters.
Here's Carter Plyman 25 feet away. gets a screen from Holman. Down inside to Jacob, and it's punched away by Attinger. Loose on the deck. We got a scrum and a tie-up. Fayetteville possession.
A good pass by Plyman, but it was just around his knees and stuff for a big guy to get down there low and grab that and then bring it back up through.
Last trip down the floor by Fayetteville Perry. They worked the ball for every bit of 40 seconds. And then eventually the point guard, Jaden Bradshaw, knifed into the lane and hit a floater. Superb shot. That's Perry's bucket so far. Jacob Plyman, a field goal and two free throws for Botkins, which leads 4-2. Nearly half the first quarter gone. Here's Bradshaw, baseline right, wants to drive, and it's yanked right away from him. Fine steal by Carter Plyman. Jamison Meyer on the floor now for Botkins. Jamison Meyer to Pretty, 25 feet away.
Yep, Dylan Topps in the game also now.
Two substitutions for the Trojans. Carter Plyman on the arc. Jamison Meyer, 25 feet out. Back to Carter. They play pitch and catch. Here's Pretty. Bradshaw meets him top of the circle. Tell you what, it's going to be tough for Botkins to penetrate this jump defense from Fayetteville Perry. 3:46 to go, first quarter. Botkins leads. Deep left corner, Jacob Plyman. Now Pretty high left. Carter Plyman high right. Now Jaden looks in the middle for Top. Can't find him. Ball looped opposite side to Meyer. Into Top. Now to Pretty. Open jumper. Long three ball. Flanked off the back iron. Good rebound, Jacob Plyman. To Pretty. Into the lane area. Blocked on the play by Bradshaw. That's where Perry's size comes into play.
Yep.
Jackson Malone scooped it up off the floor. Fayetteville Perry's defense has been rigid so far. Botkins having a hard time getting the ball below the foul stripe. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Holden. Missed it, no good. In and out. Stick back once, twice by Kaufman. Missed them both.
Wow.
Point blank range. Rebound to Meyer. Jamison down the floor, left corner to Pretty of Botkins. Enters the lane, throws on the arc to Jacob. Long triple, back iron, no good. Rebound, Bradshaw scoots down the floor. Deep left corner to Holden. Holden tries a 20-footer. It's errant. Hit the rim right to Botkins. 2:28 to go. First quarter, we are stuck at 4-2. Botkins hasn't scored in better than 4 minutes. Here is Carter Plyman, 25 feet away. And the ball is thrown badly down inside, intended for Jacob. Finger on it, though, by a green jersey.
Yep. Kaufman tried to pull his hand back and it hit the end of his fingers.
2 minutes, 13 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Botkins 4, Fayetteville 2. Baseline right, Zane Paul inbounding. Ball high overhead, looks, bounces in, and then Zane gets it back on the arc to Jamison Meyer. Step back, three ball of beauty. Jamison Meyer from long range.
He does not need much of an opening. That was a nice inbounds play right there. It's all set up.
Very challenging to guard for Fayetteville. Here's the ball lost at midcourt by Fayetteville Perry. It's loose. It's Wiederhold who fumbled it, then Botkins kicked it out of bounds.
See, now last night they had a kick call that was wrong. That was no kick. That was inadvertent. And a good no call by the officials.
Right. If there's movement with the leg and an intentional kick, you call it. If the ball finds the foot, you don't. Minute 38 to go here in the first quarter. 7-2 Botkins after the three by Meyer. Ball thrown deep left corner. Bradshaw's got it for Fayetteville in green, but he's out of bounds.
Standing on the sideline.
Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Botkins 7, Fayetteville Perry. One thing I really like, Chuck, about Botkins' start, the great defense has continued.
Well, you know what? They're going to have to play it because Fayetteville's really doing a good job on their end.
Right.
And Botkins can play defense all day long.
Midcourt, it is Holman with the ball for Botkins. Now to Zane Paul. Left flank, Jamison Meyer. Jamison hooks it right back on the play to Holman. Holman open from 10, doesn't shoot. Cross court to Paul. Minute 12 to go, first quarter. Botkins 7, Fayetteville 2. Here's Dylan Top. Ball swung around the top of the circle.
Tyler Free in the game.
Yep,
now.
Tyler Free. Good to see him out there. He's got it 30 feet out. Gives it up on the play to Paul. Paul leads into a three ball. Boom! Right through the bottom of the well. Fayetteville needs a timeout. Two straight triples. Jamison Meyer, Zane Paul. Bogdan's 10. Fayetteville 2. Late first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Good lift off the bench here recently for Botkins. Jamison Meyer, nice three ball. 5'9 junior. Tyler Free played for a moment. 6'1 senior made an excellent pass. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Botkins up 8 now. Here's Jaden Branshaw, deep left corner. He's at the elbow on the left. Rims a 16-footer. Loose ball rebound. It is hustled down by Jamison Meyer. Good play. Outlet to Pretty. Pretty at midcourt. Right wing ball. Guns it. Long one. 3. Short. Rebound on the floor. Bradshaw's got it for Fayetteville. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Off-balance drive against Pretty. Overshoots it, no good. Fine rebound on the inside by Fayetteville, and a foul against Botkins. At the free throw line, Drew Hendricks, 6-foot senior, in off the bench for Fayetteville. Head coach McCommons of Perry plays a lot of young men. He goes deep. And quite a few underclassmen playing on this roster. Now we've got a check of something at the scorer's table. Not sure what it's all about.
Maybe deciding if they got the right person. There was two people down there swinging at the ball. They caught it on Carter Plyman.
It is 10-2 in favor of Botkins. Free throws coming for Fayetteville. 14.4 to go here in the first quarter. Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. We are Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. A full menu, too. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers. Breakfast at 6, the omelets are outstanding. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, only $12.50. They are served at 4 p.m. And we're proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. We bet you won't find better. That's Myers Tavern in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271, 303 North Main in Botkins.
I wonder if maybe they missed putting somebody in the scorebook.
Could be.
I don't know what else the discussion would be for 20 minutes.
Josh Meyer at Myers Tavern played on the Trojans in the late 90s, early 2000s. In fact, it's been 20 years since Botkins has been to the regional. And who did Botkins beat back in 2001 to advance to the Sweet 16? This Fayetteville Perry team.
Yeah. Technical foul. There evidently was a mistake in the scorebook. So this is the two free throws from the foul.
Yes, the Fayetteville Perry player fouled in the act of shooting was Drew Hendricks, and he makes the first one. Second one rattles out, no good. 10-3, Botkins up 7. And now the Trojans, who erred at the scorer's table, give up technical free throws here to Fayetteville Perry. And Connor Holden shoots them, and the first one is no good.
Now, I don't know, an administrative technical, I'm not sure, honestly, who gets the basketball. I guess we'll see in a second.
Holden converts on foul shot number 2. So after it's all over, Fayetteville Perry makes 2 of 4 at the stripe.
And they get the ball.
10-4. Rockets have the ball out of bounds. 14 seconds to go, first quarter. Botkins up 6. So many thanks to Josh Meyer and the friendly folks at Myers Tavern in Botkins. Drop in
and tell Myers Tavern you heard about Myers on scoresbroadcast.com. 3 seconds left. Don't think Perry will get a shot off. They walk.
Double dribble.
Yep.
Yeah.
Violation. 1.8 left. The ball thrown in by Botkins just beyond, or I should say behind, the center line. And let's see how far Carter Plyman throws it. Goes to Pretty in backcourt. Center court. Lets it fly. Long one. Online. Short. Botkins 10. Fayetteville Perry 4 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Botkins Trojans in the first 8 minutes, Chuck, executed a nice combination of three-point shooting, an inside game, and pretty sturdy defense. Only, what, one field goal by Perry?
Yeah. Bradshaw hit that little runner.
Trojans up 6, biggest lead 10-2. Three-pointers so far from Jamison Meyer and Zane Paul. Top of the circle, Pretty. We open up play second quarter. Right flank, Carter Plyman. Long skip pass, cross court to top. On top it goes to Pretty. Deep right corner, Carter looks inside. Can't find anybody. Dylan Top, 6'4 junior, seeing action. Outside the arc, right wing, Carter Plyman available. 17-footer, step back shot, short, no good. Rebound volleyballed, it's a tie-up. Give it to Fayetteville. Soft shot by Carter Plyman, hung on the rim, wouldn't drop. Fayetteville down 6 with possession. 7:25 to go, second quarter. Perry has been challenged scoring points. Jaden Bradshaw slowly brings it down. It's a club that won 8 of its last 10, winning consistently with about 53-4 points a game and playing stout defense. It's meeting a very good defensive club in Botkins here this morning. Holden's got the ball 30 feet away. Pretty all over him. Hand off to Kaufman, and Kaufman throws it nearly out of bounds. Fingertip touch by the Trojans below the rim.
Yeah, Plyman was close to intercepting the pass, but he just couldn't control it.
Fayetteville Perry with a wild heave. Trojans could have let that go out of bounds. Here's Bradshaw, top of the circle, foul stripe. On the arc to the three-point shooter, Jackson Malone. He doesn't let it go. 6:48 to go, second quarter. 10-4, Botkins. Very low scoring game. Straight away, it's Blake Kaufman. Now Bradshaw. Three-point shooter, Jackson Malone. 26-footer. It skims off the rim. Rebound Pretty in the corner. He races up against Bradshaw. Good matchup right there. Jaden Pretty, 6'4", Bradshaw. Deep three, left flank. Jamison Meyer clanged off the rim. Loose in the far corner of the floor. Out of bounds to Botkins.
I never mind Jamison shooting it. I never mind Zane Paul shooting it. But they're settling for too many threes right now. They need to work the ball more. They got a six-point lead. Move the clock. Try to get something inside.
6:17 to go in the second quarter. 10-4, Botkins. Carter Plyman high left. Pretty top of the circle. He looks inside, but 6'4 Bradshaw has got him blanketed. Carter Plyman outside the arc on the left. Ball thrown, baseline left to Jamison Meyer. Guns another three off the heel. Long rebound yanked down by Fayetteville, which trails 10-4. 5:40 left in the second quarter. Here's Bradshaw, 30 feet away.
Is that Denton Holman on Bradshaw?
Yeah, he's doing a nice job.
Yep. Ball flicked away by Pretty, out of bounds. Fayetteville hanging around with only one field goal through 10.5 minutes of this game so far. 10-4 Botkins. Pretty gets a breather. So it's Paul, Meyer, Holman, Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman. Foul line with the ball. Jackson Malone outside to Bradshaw. Right back into Jackson. Spins. Fades away. Shoots from 8. Short. Good. Strong defense by Botkins. And then the Trojans heave it 50 feet down the floor. Out of bounds.
Good thought. Poor execution.
5:19 to go. Second quarter. 10-4. Botkins in the lead with 6. Trojans defense has picked right up where it left off at the end of the regular season and in the sectional tournament.
Well, Wiederhold checked into the game. He thought he was in the NBA. All he had to do was point and run out from the bench.
No. Got to go check in at the scores table. Botkins already with a glitch.
And yeah, that's the only guess I have. I mean, it was right. An administrative technical for sure.
Yeah, Botkins earlier didn't check in properly, a player at the scores table. And Fayetteville Perry made one of 2 free throws on the tech. Here's a baseline drive by Bradshaw, 16 feet out, doesn't shoot. Goes to Austin Snyder at 6'6". Ball high overhead, tapped away by Paul. Outlet to Carter Plyman, down low on the left. Yes! Paul to Carter Plyman for a bucket. 12-4, Botkins. Good transition goal. Botkins got the rebound at the free throw line, and away the Trojans went.
Well, Botkins held an outstanding Jackson Center team to 26 in a game this year.
Outside the arc on the right, it's Bradshaw settling, long three ball, missed it off the back brace. Rebound down to Paul of Botkins. Trojans a chance to go up by 10 or 11. Carter Plyman thinks about shooting the three. Wants to go down inside to Jacob Plyman, holding against Austin Snyder. Botkins' defense has been terrific. 1 field goal, 4 points for Fayetteville Perry through the first 12 minutes. Perry's defense pretty good too. Trojans have had to work hard for 12.
Yeah, there's not been nothing easy about it.
Nope, St. Paul baseline right. Low on the left to Dylan Top. Poked out of bounds by Perry. Fayetteville Perry in the road green, white numbers, white and black trim. Botkins the home white, gold numerals outlined in black. Here's Pretty on top to Zane Paul. Outside the arc on the right to Pretty. Thinks about shooting. Little jab step, doesn't drive. 4:10 to go, second quarter. Head coach Sean Powell shouting out instructions. 4 minutes even remaining till halftime. Pretty shake and bake on the arc. Gives it up to Paul. Rotates it left to Jamison Meyer. Meyer wants to go down inside to Dylan Top. He's not open. Back out to Pretty. This junk defense from Fayetteville Perry has stymied the Trojans for the most part.
They're playing a zone, but they just really flatten it out.
Driving into the lane goes Pretty. Back out on the arc to Paul. Trojans do have 2 big threes. 1 to Zane. 1 to Jamison Meyer. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Deep three ball, right corner. Is that Jacob Plyman?
It is.
Boom! Right through the net. Triple. Jacob Plyman. He can shoot him. He popped out to the corner. Pretty found him. And the big man, Snyder, for Fayetteville, didn't go guard. And Jacob Plyman made Fayetteville Perry pay. 15-4. The lead swells to 11. 3 minutes to go, first half. Deflection, Jamison Meyer. Gotten right back on the play by Fayetteville. Down low on the left to Bradshaw. He's cornered by 2 men. Hits a teammate cutting through the lane. Flipped up there by Levi Wiederhold. No. Off the back rim, but a foul against Botkins.
Yeah, I think it's going to be on the floor, not a shooting foul.
Bradshaw will throw in baseline left. 2:57 to go in the second quarter. Botkins up 11. Ball lobbed into the lane to Snyder. Snyder at 6'6 against Jacob Plyman. Jacob was reaching in, might have hooked him.
Number 35, Jacob Plyman. That's his first.
Ball out of bounds again to Fayetteville Perry below the backboard. 2:54 to go. Second quarter. Ball thrown in bounds on the play to
Jackson Malone. He airballs a tough 8-footer with two men on him. Purdy gets the rebound. Little pick and roll top of the circle for Top at the other end, and it's lost out of bounds by Botkins.
Well, a good pass, but tough for Top to catch that in traffic.
Yeah, real tough. 2:42 to go, clock rolling. Late second quarter, Botkins 15, Fayetteville Perry 4, one basket so far for the Rockets. Here's Bradshaw, nearly walked 25 feet away. Takes a big Euro step, did walk, missed it, no good. Rebound pinballed around, St. Paul comes out of there for Botkins. Paul zips down the floor. Left corner, Jacob Plyman. Shot faking a drive.
Wow.
Oh, what a play. Wow. Dazzling maneuver there.
You talk about having body control. He avoided a charge and kept his eye on the rim. What a shot.
Jacob Plyman got the ball left corner. Started up for the shot. Didn't let it go. Great baseline drive. Beat 2 6-6 men for Fayetteville and banked in a runner. Got a travel by Perry.
Good call.
Head
Good call.
Coach McCommons not pleased. Got a walk in the left corner committed by Holden as he tried to drift between two Botkins players. Couldn't do it without a hop, step, and a jump. Minute 55 to go, second quarter. Botkins up but 13. Biggest advantage, 17-4.
They've had to go man now, so we'll see how this works out for them.
Here's Pretty. Here's Zane Paul. Left side, Jamison Meyer. Now Carter Plyman. Deep left corner, Paul. Carter on the arc, back to Zane. They look for Jacob on the inside. St. Paul goes below the backboard. A wild reverse layup. No good. Super rebound. But Jacob Plyman, he's triple teamed somebody.
Wow.
Had to be jerking on the arm.
Yeah. That was a force by Zane, and Plyman bailed him out.
And was Jacob trying to shoot? Might have been.
Yeah, it's not one and one, so it's got to be two shots if they're going to the line.
Team foul, Fayetteville Perry. Number 3-4 on Botkins. Minute 28 to go. Second quarter. Botkins 17. Fayetteville Perry 4. Free throw line. Jacob Plyman. Botkins buries it. Jacob Plyman's been a force so far, offensively and defensively. Boy, that was a marvelous move he made from the left corner last trip down.
Yeah, just body control was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Couple of free throws by Jacob, dead center. He's spot on. He's having a good one. And Botkins' lead has swollen to 15, 19-4. Minute 22 to go, second quarter. Boys D4 district championship game, first of three here at Vandalia Butler today. We've got the third one for you. Airtime 3:30, Jackson Center against Cedarville. Here's a deep left corner three by Fayetteville Perry. It's bouncing around, coming off. Missed on the play by Malone. Rebound down to Pretty. Pretty makes a bad pass. Tried to thread it, intercepted by Perry beyond the timeline. Deep right corner, Holden drops it, saves it inbounds to Bradshaw. 48 seconds to go, first half. Fayetteville Perry, one field goal in this game.
They haven't scored this quarter.
19-4. Botkins has blanked the Rockets in period number two, and Perry throws it out of bounds. And head coach McCommons flips a cup about 20 feet and tells the official he needs a timeout. 39 ticks to go, second quarter. Botkins up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Services include a full line of prescriptions over the counters, local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, immunizations, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. 20 seconds to go first half. Here's Pretty driving. He muffed the ball. Dribbled it off his shoe out of bounds.
Doing too much.
Yep.
Just doing too much.
Fayetteville gets it back with 16.4 to go. Second quarter. Trailing Botkins 19-4. That's Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Full range of immunizations as well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness.
I don't understand. I mean, you can complain to the officials all you want. You've scored 4 points, one basket, and not anything in the second half. That's not officiating.
No. Head coach of Fayetteville does not have a leg to stand on. He's been griping, but to no avail. 7 seconds left. Up and down. Looked like a violation on the arc by Fayetteville. No call. Holding baseline drive. Reverse shovel shot. No good. Blocked on the play by Botkins Carter Plamen. And that's how the first half ends. All Trojans. Defense from Fayetteville. Pretty daggone good. Botkins offense, good enough.
Yep.
And the Trojans defense has been stellar, rock solid, picking right up where it left off at the end of the regular season and in the sectional tournament. 19-4 Trojans here at the end of the first half. Our radio break coming up. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain?
Yep.
Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. About 7 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Botkins up 19-4 over Fayetteville Perry, which didn't score in the second quarter and has only one basket in this game. Our halftime report brought to you by an outstanding sponsor, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away.
Well, Botkins has a 14-9 rebounding advantage over the taller Fayetteville team. 3-3 offensive rebounds, 7 turnovers for Fayetteville, 4 for the Trojans. Free throws, Botkins was 4-for-4. Fayetteville 2-for-4. Individual scoring doesn't take much on the Fayetteville side. Bradshaw had 2. Holden hit a free throw. Hendricks hit a free throw. They scored 4 and 0. 4 for the first half. Botkins led by Jacob Plyman. A terrific first half. He had 11. Then they got a 3 from Jameson Meyer. They got a 3 from Zane Paul. They got 2 from Carter Plyman. They scored 10 and 9, and they lead it 19-4 at the half.
Oh, Trojans doing just what we talked about in the pregame. Hammer that ball down inside. Jacob Plyman just simply cannot be guarded. He is a man among boys, although Fayetteville's big, but Jacob Plyman has developed excellent skill.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at Jaden Pretty. I'm going to give him props. Didn't force shot. He hadn't scored. He's our leading scorer,
right,
or second leading scorer, but he hasn't forced any shots. He's handling the ball on the perimeter, and they're doing a good job of getting the ball to Plyman. Plyman hit a huge 3 also that pushed this lead up. 15 points in a game where a team scored 4.5 is a pretty good lead.
Yeah. What do you think, Chuck? Preview of next year. Jacob Plyman, McCain Finkenbein, neck to neck, head to head, as Shelby County Athletic League Basketball Player of the Year could be close.
Are too early to poll. Absolutely, those two are going to be at the top of the list,
right?
And
right.
You just never know when somebody else is going to turn something around and have a great season. So, with those two, have to be absolutely at the top of the list right now.
Exactly. 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, halftime here at Vandalia Butler. Botkins 19, Fayetteville Perry 4. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
It is Botkins 19, Fayetteville Perry 4. We're just a few minutes away from the start of our third quarter in this boys Division IV district championship at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. This reminder, we are on the air at 3:30. Jackson Center Cedarville boys in another D4 district championship game. The middle contest between Tri-Village and New Miami we will not be covering here on scoresbroadcast.com or WMVR. Then be with us tonight We've got a great one. Fort Loramie girls against Tri-Village for a berth in the state Final Four in girls Division IV basketball. It's a regional championship. Tip at 7, airtime 6:30, Fort Loramie and Tri-Village. So many thanks to Local Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com. It got us off the ground way back in 2006. Thank you, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, all the staff and associates at Local Equipment in Jackson Center, highlighting Botkin seniors here in this game this morning. Botkins will return very good talent next year. Seniors are Denton Holman, Parker Geist, Zane Paul. Jaden Pretty is a senior. Tyler Free, a 12th grader. Garrett Grevy as well. But a lot of talent coming back. Should be a very potent Botkins team in 2021-2022.
Boy, I'll tell you what, you got both Plymans coming back. You're going to be pretty good.
Yes. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne and Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne and Hoyne property off Retger Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne and Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneandHoyneBuilders.com. With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
And we owe a great deal of gratitude to Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Stephen Ted Services in Anna. Services, repairs, sells, installs, residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Stephen Ted's in 2002 and have built a rock solid reputation. It's your local Lennox dealer. We are proud to offer only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products at Steve and Ted's. 8315 State Route 119 West, Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. For Steve and Ted Services, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. Third quarter, Chuck, starts like the first half ended. It's the Jacob Plyman Show.
Well, he caught the ball in the lane, did a pump fake, got up, got fouled, got the third foul on Malone, and they pushed the lead out to 18.
22-4, Botkins, three-point play to kick off action here in the second half.
Well, they're playing that triangle two, and they flatten it out. They don't really play a straight triangle, and that allows Plyman to get the ball inside.
There's a little give and go as Jackson Malone found the cutter, Bradshaw, who sliced right down the lane, laid it in off the window. He's got both field goals for Fayetteville Perry in this game. There's a ball tapped away in the right corner, knocked loose by Fayetteville into the hands of Austin Snyder. 22-6, Botkins. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Drew Hendricks. Hendricks, six-footer, plays a wing. Outside the arc on the right to Austin Anninger. Snyder posts up. That's a moving screen big time.
Yeah, he had it set, and then he tried to roll down, but he stayed right with the right pretty. You can't do that.
Yeah, official Dan Holland all over that. Austin Snyder was never set. He was just floating right along with the driver, Bradshaw. Easy call to make. Here comes Botkins attacking. Up to 16, 22-6. 6:36 to go, third quarter. Jaden Pretty, high left. Foul line, maneuvers down the lane. Banked it too hard. Oh, what a follow by Holman. It rimmed. Holman got it back and he's nailed. Fouled.
Wow. Nice rebound by Denton Homan. Yeah, pretty did a good job. He got to the rim, just couldn't make it drop.
You know, sometimes, Chuck, that might be a wily pass. Flip it up off the backboard.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yes, I am too. High above the window, knowing your big men are going to surround the rim. Free throw by Homan, no good. 22-6, Botkins. 6:26 to go, third quarter. Fayetteville Perry started the year 2-11, finished 8-2, 10-13 on the campaign, 6-5 in the Southern Hills Conference. In the first round, lost to most opponents in the league, beat them second time around. Second foul shot, Holman.
Jesus.
Air ball out of bounds.
Wow. That's just no legs right there. He tried to do that with his arms.
Right. Played a minute and a half here in the third quarter. 22-6 in favor of Botkins. Two field goals entire game for Fayetteville Perry, which did not score in the second quarter. Zane Paul is on Jaden Bradshaw, the best player, the point guard for Fayetteville. He's got the ball 20 feet out. Hangs on. Far left wing, Attinger. He rotates to the top of the circle, goes to the elbow on the right, hits Hendricks, baseline cut to the rim, left it short. Shot was impeded by Jacob Plyman and Denton Homan. Down the floor, Pretty. Deep left corner, Paul. Wide open for a triple. Look out. All net. All net. Oh, my. The defender raced by.
Yeah, he went for the steal, and that gave Paul the chance to just stand there and shoot the ball.
Woo, he played skunk with you deep in the left corner. And Zane Paul buried it. Tell you what, I would not want to go up against Zane Paul in horse. Here's a baseline drive by Attinger. Attinger's off balance, well guarded. Botkins all over him. Shot it short. Rebound Trojans. Up 19. Top of the circle, Paul. Boy, that was a beautiful three he shot a moment ago. All twine. It was perfect. Tell you what, when Zane Paul makes two or three threes in a game, Trojans are tough to beat. Oh, what a hook shot. Ball thrown down inside to Jacob Plyman. Beautiful. Jacob Plyman, a 7-foot hook with the right hand. He caught the ball from Paul, swiveled through the lane, and Jacob threw it in over 6'6", Austin Snyder, 27-6. Trojans, 5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, starting a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, has got a big deal through the end of this month. You need to take advantage. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets, solid wood, soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware compared to the big box giants. Sale ends end of the month, 18 months same as cash. Financing available. Big deals, big sales. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Well, a three ball by Fayetteville Perry.
Yeah, Connor Holden got loose on top of the key and hit one. I mean, that was a well-designed play.
Holden bombed one in for what, Chuck? The third field goal by Fayetteville Perry?
Yes.
Carter Plyman wide open. Good! A triple! Carter Plyman hoists in a three bomb. Well, you make a three, Fayetteville, Botkins will answer. 3:55 to go, third quarter, 30-9 in favor of Botkins. Here's Jackson Malone, foul line, hands off to a teammate, fadeaway shot, good. William Cornett, 6'1 senior, pumps one home. Two buckets by Fayetteville in the span of a half minute.
They're on a streak.
30-11, Botkins. 3:32 left here in the third quarter. Jamison Meyer pitch and catch with Pretty. Bradshaw guards. Trojans slow it down momentarily.
Ball lobbed. Short corner, Carter Plyman. Cross court, Jamison Meyer. Wow. He's got it. He hoisted in a triple. Jamison Meyer nails a long trifecta. 33-11. Botkins, two threes for Meyer. Fayetteville Perry countering. Here's a triple shot, right flank. Good! Answered by Cornett. Cornett has given this club a spark off the bench. Here's Jacob Plyman from downtown. Long 25-footer, way short. Perry with the board. 2:48 to go, third quarter. 33-14, Botkins. Here comes Bradshaw, timeline, foul stripe. Retreats. Pretty stabs at the ball. Holden with a screen. Jaden Pretty with a near steal. Ball loose in the timeline. And it is near the side court at the scorer's table. Bradshaw gets a hand on it last.
Yeah, he landed on the ball and it rolled out of bounds. Good. Really, really, really good defense by Pretty.
Yep.
Bradshaw's frustrated.
Pretty was extremely tenacious on that one. And he forced a turnover. Yeah, you can tell the way the point guard, 6'4", for Fayetteville, Jaden Bradshaw, has acted over the last quarter or so. He is flustered. He has his way with most opponents in the Southern Hills Conference, I'm sure. But the 6'4 Bradshaw has been stopped cold here in this game today. Here's a drive to St. Paul. He's got an opening.
Wow.
Oh, my! Oh, my! He made it! St. Paul let it fly from down around his shoelaces. You talk about a shovel shot. The ball was almost on the floor, and Zane was being rocked by a defender as he flipped it up and in. Foul. He's at the stripe for an add-on plus one.
I have no idea how he got the right spin on that to make that thing go in.
A miraculous shot by Zane Paul of Botkins, which leads by a football score right now, 35-14.
We get another one, we get a running clock.
You're right, Chuck. Free throw, Paul, good. 36-14. What is the running clock?
30-0. Yep.
Lead right now, 22. Foul shot, Zane Paul, perfect. Bradshaw off the floor, took a knee on the play from Dylan Top. Hey, what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, you're right. It's Dickman Supply. Dickman. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. As Fayetteville Perry gets yet another three.
William
from
Cornett.
Cornett, another triple. He's come in, been red hot for Fayetteville Perry, which is guilty of holding in backcourt. Botkins up 36-17. A minute 47 to go here in the third quarter. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Dickman Supply, sponsor for 11 years here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Little pick and roll out high by Botkins. Jacob Plyman shot. He's called for a moving screen.
I kind of agree with Jacob. That was kind of a ticky-tack call there.
It was. His movement was slight.
He was rolling to the basket. You're allowed to do that.
And we've got an offensive foul.
Right back at you.
Yes. Offensive foul against Kaufman of Fayetteville Perry as Jaden Bradshaw came up the floor and angled across the timeline, a moving screen by Fayetteville Perry. Minute 24 to go, third quarter. Botkins 36, Fayetteville Perry 17. Rockets in the road, green, white, and black trim. Here's a drive, a pretty blocked at the rim by Kaufman. There's a pass up the floor, Telegraph. Intercepted by Paul to Plyman. Plyman with a flush. Jacob Plyman. Big time slam.
Nice job by Free to give that up to him for the dunk. He had the layup himself.
Yep, beautiful assist on the play by Paul. And it's 38-17 on the Plyman dunk. 48 seconds to go. Here's a baseline drive to the rim. Cornette couldn't get it to go. Ball tipped around. Rebound Kaufman. Foul. Botkins. Two shots Kaufman. Tell you what, Fayetteville Perry now playing, Chuck, with a little more intensity.
Well, he had a little chat with him on the sideline. I guarantee you at halftime he was challenging their manhood because they really weren't making a great effort. They were just kind of getting pushed around way too much.
And the difference is the Southern Hills Conference and the Shelby County Athletic
League. Oh, absolutely.
First free throw in and out by Kaufman. No good.
They've played a lot better, and they've lost 6 points here in the third quarter.
It rimmed again. Rebound punched out by Bradshaw. Botkin's possession, 38-17 lead, 42.4 to go here in the third quarter. Full court pressure by the green jerseys, inbounded to Pretty. Pretty will bring it up. Across the timeline, Carter Plyman, head of the key, deep right corner, Jamison Meyer, a long trifecta, got it!
That's what happens when you get them in scatter court. If you don't get the steal, too many people can shoot the ball with their feet set for these young men.
Oh, yeah. Jamison Meyer just threw in a three-pointer. Bradshaw hits the backboard, not the rim. Rebound Botkins. Outlet to Plyman. Plyman to the rack. Oh, he got caught between a dunk and a layup and blew it. Rebound down to Fayetteville. Here's Cornette on the arc, and he is belted to the floor as he lets it go, and he'll shoot three. 1.6 remaining in the third. 41-17 Botkins. Head coach McCommons of Fayetteville Perry has found an igniter in this Cornette off the bench.
Yeah. He may be wearing the ugliest shoes I've ever seen, but he's been shooting the ball really well.
Free throw is no good. He has three. He was clubbed on the arm in the act of releasing a triple. Makes number two.
Their fans were all over Plyman for missing that little dunk down there. Plyman's outscored there. He has the same amount of points as they have for the game.
18-18. Now Fayetteville's got 19. Second free throw by Cornette, good. And that will end the third quarter of play. Botkins 41, Fayetteville Perry 19 in a blowout in this boys' D4 district championship game at Nedelia Butler on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, from storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. As we highlighted in the pregame, it was necessary for Botkins to continue its very good defense and get the ball inside to Jacob Plyman. And man, have the Trojans followed suit. The three-point shooting, Jamison Meyer off the bench, very, very good as well. For Fayetteville Perry, the Rockets needed to use their height as best as possible. Fayetteville matching up nicely against the Trojans, but Botkin simply more athletic. Those building components for Fayetteville, which have relied on defense all year and not a lot of scoring punch offensively, have shown up in this game.
Well, they scored 15 points in the third quarter, which they only had four at the half. 10 of those was this Cornette, 6'1 kid, came off the bench. Probably 10 points, it might be what he had all year.
But Botkin's building component, its size combined with the three-point shooting, the difference in this game. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze Company of Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Well, after a tie-up, Botkins is given the basketball in backcourt. Pressure from Fayetteville Perry, which trails 41-19 with 7:21 to go in the fourth. Here's Jaden Pretty, 35 feet away, picked up by Cornette. Cornette's been explosive offensively for Fayetteville off the bench. Botkins backs it out. Here's Pretty. Jacob Plyman back to Pretty. Left side, Carter Plyman, 30 feet away. Gets a screen top of the circle from Jacob Plyman, and he did. He spun around like a turnstile. You can't do that. That's a moving screen.
That's his fourth.
A minute gone in the fourth quarter.
Probably not going to matter, but that is his fourth foul.
Yep. Number four on Jacob. Well, that's been a point of emphasis in,
it must be,
in games here at Vandalia Butler here in the last week.
We saw like 17 in a row in a game last night.
If moving screens, you better be rock solid, anchored, stationary.
Well, last night, Anna went away from even setting ball screens just because no matter what you did, it was being called.
Yeah. Anna with a thrilling victory last night, 60-59 over Jamestown Greenview. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane by Bradshaw, and he stops, fakes, goes up to shoot. He's hammered. Two free throws here for Bradshaw of Fayetteville Perry. Most athletic player, perhaps the best all-around player for Fayetteville, but he has been shut down here today.
He's very frustrated.
Free throw Bradshaw, it lipped the rim. Botkins 41, Fayetteville Perry 19, 6:42 to go in the fourth, and we'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Botkins in the lead with 22. Under 7 minutes left, fourth quarter. Jaden Bradshaw, free throw line here for Fayetteville Perry. Second of two shots after missing the first is good. Quick three, left corner of the floor. Jamison Meyer, no for Botkins. And the rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Fayetteville Perry.
That's a set play. It's called the anchor. When you inbound it, you got somebody on the sideline, somebody at midcourt, your three-point shooter in there, and you throw three passes and shoot it. And they worked it to perfection, just didn't make the shot.
Botkins lobs in. Baseline left. It's Pretty. Short corner, jumper, 12-footer, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound Bradshaw of Fayetteville. Down to Cornette. Cornette on the arc, 6:18 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins 41, Fayetteville 20. Bradshaw swiveling, top of the circle, foul line. Leaves it right flank for a teammate. It's Levi Wiederhold, about whom we've talked very little in this game. He missed it. Botkins got the rebound, threw it down the floor, and walked.
Yeah, Holman caught it instead of jump stopping, he shuffled his feet.
The lead for Botkins is 21. Keep in mind now, if Botkins hangs on to this huge advantage and is victorious, the Trojans come back next Tuesday, early game here at Butler against Newark Catholic, which had a young man drill 9 of 10 threes last night. Newark Catholic beat its opponent by 26. So the games will step up in terms of difficulty. Here is Botkins driving after the Fayetteville miscue. Carter Plyman from the left flank into the lane. Banked it, missed it, no good. Here come the Rockets down the floor. Ball thrown deep left corner. Long triple by Holden. Got it. Triple, three ball. Good looking jumper. Holden and Cornett off the bench have given this club spark.
They have.
Timeout Perry, 5:19 left. Fourth quarter, 41-23. Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
You're looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash out refinancing. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. It is all Botkins up 18, although Perrychuk starting to show some life.
Well, they scored the only 4 points of the quarter.
Botkins did lead 41-19 at the end of 24 minutes. It's now 41-23, 3 minutes gone in the fourth. Meyer and Paul play pitch and catch. Left wing, Dylan Topp, back straight away to Paul. On a weave, Carter Plyman, Jamison Meyer. They look for the cutter. Carter can't find it. Now Carter's got it. Circles on top. Now to Meyer. Meyer with an errant pass. Sloppy pass by Jamison intended in the right corner for Carter Plyman. Right into the hands of a green jersey. Four and a half to go here in the fourth. Deflection out of bounds off Botkins. Now, this is a stage of the game, Chuck, where the last thing you want to do is develop a few bad habits.
Well, you get that big lead. You've worked hard to get the big lead. It's kind of hard to keep it going here in the fourth quarter. I don't think there's anything for them to worry about.
4:20 left in the fourth. Botkins 41, Fayetteville Perry 23. Here is Holden, baseline drive. He missed it, no good. Fine stick back. Good rebound on the play. Levi Wiederhold, six straight points, Fayetteville. Here's Zane Paul down the floor, foul line. To Meyer, deep right corner, triple. Way short. Rebound batted below the backboard, and Fayetteville comes out of there with it. Down 16, 4 minutes left. Here's Bradshaw, right side of the floor. Bodies fly, no call. Ball knocked out by Botkins. Nice run, eight in a row by Fayetteville, which has cut a 24-point deficit down to 16 points. Between the circles, it's Bradshaw. Left side to Holden. Back to Bradshaw, 25 feet out. He starts to drive. Zane Paul all over him. Here's a step-back three ball. It is good. Jackson Malone got a good screen on the play. Great screen applied by Bradshaw out front, and then Botkins got really careless and threw it into no man's land, 50 feet down the floor, up into the third row. And all of a sudden, Chuck, we've got a ball game.
That's a 13-point game. I mean, you got to give Fayetteville credit. They could have folded the tents and just got back on the bus. And they played really well in the second half.
Botkins has lost focus. 33, Jackson Malone, who just jacked in a triple, has got the ball right now. Here's Bradshaw straight away. Big stretch, 3:12 to go. Bradshaw down the lane. He's wide open to the rack. Good! 41-30. Botkins lead 11. 3 minutes left. Trojans have got to take better care of it. 13 straight points by Fayetteville Perry. Botkins forecourt right. It is Jacob Kleiman out to Pretty. Pretty, 45 feet away. Starts to drive into the lane. Holding by Holden.
Well, you know, this is kind of a the way the season went for Fayetteville. They were horrible early, but then they played well in the second half. They were horrible early, and now they're having a really nice fourth quarter.
Yep, Fayetteville took a long while to wake up. Big free throws here by Jaden Pretty. One and one.
That's his first point.
Yes, he's got it. Wow. Jaden averaging double digits, 14 a game. Now has two. Couple of free throws good. Timeout Botkins up only 13 after being ahead by 24. 2:49 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, the leader in wellness enhancement, specializing in chronic pain, weight loss, and autoimmune conditions. As a functional medicine specialist, Dr. Lisa Marino uses state-of-the-art testing to personalize your treatment plan and exceed your health goals. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain, give Dr. Marino a call at 937-232-5237 or visit victrushealth.com/free consult to claim your free consultation. Victrus Health and Wellness, Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine. Lisa Marino, by the way, the wife of Anna football coach Nick, whose club won the D6 state championship in 2019.
On one of the best runs I've ever seen in my life through the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Every game but one the entire year was a running clock. But Botkins, which was on the verge of maybe getting to a running clock in this game, now is hanging on to a 13-point lead, which was 24. Foul called as Pretty was dribbling around through the top of the circle. Coach McCommons of Fayetteville wanted to travel. Pretty with a 1-1, and he sinks it. 2:11 to go. 44-30 in favor of Botkins, which did lead in this game, 41-17. Pretty makes them both.
Well, they had a 22-point third quarter, and then now they've had four free throws is all they've got here in the fourth.
Both shots by Pretty are in, and here comes the green-shirted Fayetteville Perry Rockets into the forecourt. With a minute 53 to go, Botkins up 15, 45-30. Here's a high dribble by Wiederhold. Gives it up to Malone. Now to Holden. Paul all over him. Now Bradshaw. Botkins making it tough on Fayetteville to get free. Here's a drive by Bradshaw to the rim. Thought he got hit on the head. He's complaining. Ball hung on the iron and dropped off into the lap of Carter Playman. Down to Pretty. Pretty scoop shot down the lane. Wild off the backboard. Directly to a green jersey. Steal by Paul. 4-on-1. Paul with a bounce pass to Jacob Playman and a stuff.
a stuff by Wyman. Technical foul against McCommons, head coach of Fayetteville Perry.
He might as well get it now. I mean, he's been angry the whole game.
Yep.
But it has nothing to do with the officiating. Botkins is probably 30 points better. They've kind of coasted here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think McCommons has wanted a tech for a while. He got teed up, and now he leaves the bench area and sits at a scorer's table chair with wheels on it so he can roll all around and show his displeasure that much more. 47-30, Botkins leads it. A minute 14 left here in the fourth quarter. Been a very well played three quarters by Botkins. A little sloppy, though, here in the fourth. First free throw by Pretty missed.
Yeah, rolled around the rim, fell off.
Second shot on the way, good. Seventy-four seconds to go. Botkins 48, Fayetteville Perry 30. Coach McCommons is up from behind the scores table and congratulates Jackson Malone, who comes off the floor. It's been a case of a coach yearning for a technical for about an hour.
That's the closest he's going to get to the district championship trophy. He's sitting right beside it now.
Right. That's funny. Minute 12 to go in the game. Botkins up 18. Here's Pretty at midcourt. Oh, he double dribbled.
Yeah, he did.
He double dribbled badly. A lot of contact, no call. Again, Fayetteville Perry bench up in arms. And a reason to be on that one.
Well, they can be upset, but I'll tell you what, the 18, you got beat by 18 points.
And the Trojans simply milked the clock. 48-47. Carter Plyman back to Zane Paul. Zane Paul retreats near midcourt. Fires left wing to Dylan Topp. Outside the arc on the left is Carter Plyman. He's bumped, and he will shoot the double bonus, I think.
Okay, I haven't seen if they did. Yeah, it is.
Riemann Drywall in Anna. Professional service. Drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and commercial businesses, too. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513, drywall done right the Riemann way. And man, oh man, did that Breanne Riemann ever come on like gangbusters for Anna? She's just a junior.
Yeah, she had a nice run.
Yep, she returns next year for the Anna girls. Free throws, both of them made.
Back up 20.
Carter Plyman hits a pair, 50-30 in favor of Botkins. 35 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Here's a quick long three. Is that Cornette? It is William Cornette. What's he got, four triples?
He's got three of them. He's got 13 points.
Wow.
Off in the second half. I don't even think he played in the first half.
He didn't start, no.
He got in the first half.
Never got on the floor. And what a bench performer for Fayetteville Perry. Cornette sinks another trifecta. 29 seconds to go. Botkins 50. Fayetteville Perry 33. Where was this fire from Fayetteville, Chuck, in the first two quarters?
The fire was Botkins, and they had no answer for it.
Well said. Now, don't forget, we've got Jackson Center, Cedarville, tip-off 4 o'clock, on the air at 3:30 on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Tonight, Fort Loramie girls versus Tri-Village for a girls D4 regional championship and a berth in the state final four. A tip-off at 7, airtime 6:30. Should be an excellent game, Chuck.
Should absolutely be one. But we got Jordan Herzog.
Got a foul on Fayetteville Perry, and Botkins shoots free throws. Jordan Herzog, a 6'2 freshman at the stripe, as the two clubs have emptied benches. Garrett Grevy in for Botkins, 6'7 senior. 26.1 to go. Botkins up to 17, 50-33. Coach McCummins congratulating his players as they come off. Herzog missed them both. Rebound down to Fayetteville. And walking it up for Fayetteville Perry comes the forward, Levi Wiederhold. And Fayetteville just dribbles the ball away near midcourt. The subs from Botkins guard loosely. Fayetteville's subs are not going to try to score. The ball's in the corner. 4 seconds left. That's going to do it. Botkins with 17. Botkins Trojans 50. Fayetteville Perry Rockets 33. Botkins once was up 41-17. Fayetteville Perry closed out the game with a very nice 16-9 run. Got it down to 13 at one point. Botkins hit a bucket, a couple free throws, and that was that. Great first half of Botkins as the Trojans pounded the ball inside. And Jacob Blyman was super. Jamison Meyer, Zane Paul hit triples. And the defense from Botkins dynamite as Fayetteville Perry in that second quarter, Chuck, went scoreless.
Yeah, there was your ball game.
Yes, right there, second period. Chuck, let's take a break. We'll return, add up the numbers. We'll be back in a moment. Botkins 50, Fayetteville Perry 33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Botkins wins it by a final score of 50-33. A number of stars in this game for the Trojans. Chuck, let's take a look at the scorebook and nail the Clancy stars of the game.
Okay, well, Botkins out rebounded them 21-18, 4-4 offensive rebounds, 12 turnovers for the Rockets. Botkins turned it 8, 13 of 18 from the free throw line for the Trojans, only 5 of 11 for the Rockets. Individual scoring, William Cornett came off the bench, scored 13 points on the second half. And then you drop down to Bradshaw had 7. Connor Holden also off the bench had 7. They scored 4 points in the first half. They scored 29 in the second half to make it respectable. Scored 33 for the game. They're too far away to come to Clancy's. Botkins, on the other hand, Carter Plyman, 20 points. And then you got Jamison Myers, who had 3 threes for 9. Zane Paul hit 2 threes and a 3-point play for 9. You got 5 out of Pretty, all in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. 5 from Carter Plyman, 2 from Dylan Topp from the free throw line. They scored 50, won it by 17. And Jacob Plyman is our Clancy's player of the game.
Oh, he was a stalwart down inside for the Trojans, who went to him early and often. I think I'm correct in saying, Chuck, this is Botkins' first district championship in boys basketball since 2001. 20 years right on the button.
There you go. Well, they deserve it. They're good enough to be there for sure.
Indeed. Jacob Plyman wins the Clancy's Award. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And gratitude to our business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, based in Sydney. The Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage. SecureCom in Minster. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Clancy's, from which you just heard. Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one agency in the region again. And AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. We are back on the air at 3:30, Jackson Center Boys versus Cedarville. Then again tonight at 6:30, Fort Loramie Girls tangle with Tri-Village for a berth in the state Final Four in girls D4 basketball.
Fun day.
Yes. Yep. It'll be six games in actually 72 hours
yep.
when we get done with it tonight.
And it will feel like it when I get my car to drive home.
Exactly. Exactly. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. The Botkins Trojans have brought back to Shelby County one boys D4 district title. Jackson Center tries to do it again in our 4 o'clock game, Jackson Center versus Cedarville. For our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Did I spell it right, John?
I think so.
And for our radio audience, WMVR.
Did you spell that right?
Yes. Okay. Got it. 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. For our photographer for scoresbroadcast.com, John Hemp. John Hemp Imagery. He'll give you his best shot. And for Chuck McBee alongside Stats, Color, Engineering, I'm Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Vandalia Butler, where the Botkins Trojans have won their first district title in 20 years in boys basketball, defeating Fayetteville Perry 50-33 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.